Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 3, Text 26. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Avatara hi asankyeya hare sattva nidher dvija yathabhishasana yathabhidasina kulya sarasa syu sahasrasha Avatara hi asankyeya Hare sattva nidher dvija Yathadvisat yathavidasina kulya Sarasasyu sahasrasha Avatara hi asankyeya Hare sattva nidher dvija yatha vidasina kulya sarasasyu sahasrasha. Kindly chant. Sankeya Hare Sattva Nidher Dvija Yata Vidasina Kulya Sarasasyu Sahasrasha Avatara Hiya Sankeya Hare sattva nidher dvija yatha vidasina kulya sarasasyu sahasrasha avatara hi asankeya Hare sattva nidher dvija Yata vidasina kulya sahasrasyu sahasrasha avatara hi asankeya hare sattva nidhera dvija yata vidasina kulya Sarasasyu Sahasrasha. Ladies. Avatara hi asankeya. Hare sattva nidher dvija. Yatha vidasina kulya. Sarasasyu Sahasrasha. Anyone else? Avatara, incarnations, he, certainly, asankyeya, innumerable, hare, of Hari, the Lord, sattva nidhe, of the ocean of goodness, dvija, the brahmanas, yatha, as it is, avidasina, inexhaustible, kulya, rivulets, Sarasa of vast lakes. Su are Sahasrasha thousands of. Please repeat. O Brahmanas, the incarnations of the Lord are innumerable, like rivulets flowing from inexhaustible sources of water. Purport by the founder Acharya, the ISKCON, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The list of incarnations of the personality of Godhead given herein is not complete. It is only a partial view of all the incarnations. There are many others, such as Sri Hayagriva, Hari, Hamsa, Prishnigarbha, Vibhu, Satyasena, Vaikuntha, Sarvabhauma, Vishvaksena, Dharmasetu, Sudama, Yogeshwara, Brihadbhanu, and others of the bygone ages. Sri Prahlad Maharaj said in his prayer, "My Lord, you manifest as many incarnations as there are species of life, namely of the aquatics, the vegetables, the reptiles, the birds, the beasts, the men, the demigods, etc. Just for the maintenance of the faithful and the annihilation of the unfaithful. You advent yourself in this way in accordance with the necessity of the different yugas. In the Kali Yuga, you have incarnated garbed as a devotee. This incarnation of the Lord in the Kali Yuga is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many other places, both in the Bhagavatam and other scriptures, in which the incarnation of the Lord as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explicitly mentioned. In the Brahma Sanhita also it is said indirectly that there are many incarnations of the Lord, such as Ram, Narsingha, Baraha, Matsya, Kurma, and many others. The Lord himself sometimes incarnates in person. Lord Krishna and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not therefore incarnations, but are the original source of all incarnations. This will be clearly explained in the next shlokas. So the Lord is the inexhaustible source for innumerable incarnations, which are not always mentioned. But such incarnations are distinguished by specific extraordinary feats, which are impossible to be performed by any living being. That is the general test to identify an incarnation of the Lord, directly and indirectly empowered. Some incarnations mentioned above are almost plenary portions. For instance, the Kumaras are empowered with transcendental knowledge. Sri Narada is empowered with devotional service. Maharaj Prithu is an empowered incarnation with executive function. The Matsya incarnation is directly a plenary portion. And so, the innumerable incarnations of the Lord are manifested all over the universes constantly, without cessation, as water flows constantly from waterfalls. Thus ends Srila Prabhupada's purport to today's verse. In my homework, preparing for today's class, since Prabhupada mentioned Prahlad Maharaj's prayer, I would like to read that verse and purport. Itang natiryag rishadeva jashavatarayar lokan bibabasi hangsi jagat pratipan dharamang mahapurusha pasi yuganuvrittang chanakalayad abhavastriyugota satvam. Prahlad Maharaj said, in this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Tri Yuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. Prabhupada's purport to that verse is as follows. As the Lord appeared just to maintain Lord Brahma from the attack of Madhu and Kaitab, he also appeared to protect the great devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya appeared in order to protect the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. There are four yugas or millenniums, Satya, Treta, Dvarpara, and Kali. In all the yugas but Kali Yuga, the Lord appears in various incarnations and asserts himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But although Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appears in Kali Yuga, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he never asserted himself as such. On the contrary, whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressed as being as good as Krishna, he blocked his ears with his hands, denying his identity with Krishna because he was playing the part of a devotee. Lord Chaitanya knew that in Kali Yuga there would be many bogus incarnations pretending to be God, and therefore he avoided asserting himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, in many Vedic literatures, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Varnang Tvisha Krishnang Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajantihi Sumedasa. In Kali Yuga, intelligent men worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always accompanied by his associates, such as Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Srivas. The entire Krishna consciousness movement is based on the principles of the Sankirtan movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, one who tries to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of the Sankirtan movement knows everything perfectly. He is Sumedas, a person with substantial intelligence. Then I went through and tried to see where else today's verse is referenced in Prabhupada's books. So there is a reference when Prabhupada is translating the 10th canto, chapter 8, verse 13. This is the famous verse when Garga Muni is explaining to Nanda Maharaj at the time of Krishna and Balaram's name-giving ceremony. He explains indirectly how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I'd like to read that verse in purport. Asan varnastra yauhiyasya gurinatto nu yugangatano Shukla Raktasta Papita Idaning Krishna Tangata. Gargamuni told Nanda Maharaj, your son Krishna appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he assumed three different colors, white, red, and yellow. And now he has appeared in a blackish color. In another Dwarapara Yuga, he appeared as Lord Ramachandra in the color of Shuka, a parrot. All such incarnations have now assembled in Krishna. That line where it says in another Dwarapara Yuga, that was that actually spoken by Gargamuni, but Prabhupada put that in for our understanding. Here is Prabhupada's purport. Partially explaining the position of Lord Krishna and partially covering the facts, Gargamuni indicated, quote, your son is a great personality and can change the color of his body in different ages, end quote. The word grinata indicates that Krishna is free to make his choice. In other words, he is the supreme personality of Godhead and may therefore do whatever he desires. In Vedic literature, the different colors assumed by the personality of Godhead in different millenniums are stated. And therefore, when Gargamuni said, quote, your son has assumed these colors, end quote, he indirectly said, quote, he is the supreme personality of Godhead, end quote. Because of Kamsa's atrocities, Gargamuni tried to avoid disclosing this fact, but he indirectly informed Nanda Maharaj that Krishna, his son, was the supreme personality of Godhead. It may be noted that Srila Jiva Goswami, in his book Krama Sandarbha, has enunciated the purport of this verse. In every millennium, Krishna appears in a different form, either as white, red, or yellow, but this time he personally appeared in his original blackish form, and as predicted by Gargamuni, exhibited the power of Narayan. Because in this form, the Supreme Personality of Godhead exhibits himself fully, his name is Sri Krishna, the all-attractive. Factually, Krishna is the source of all avatars, and therefore, all the different features of the different avatars are present in Krishna when Krishna incarnates. All the features of other incarnations are already present within him. Other incarnations are partial representations of Krishna, who is the full-fledged incarnation of the Supreme Being. It is to be understood that the Supreme Being, whether appearing as Shukla, Rakta, or Pita, white, red, or yellow, is the same person. When he appears in different incarnations, he appears in different colors, just like the sunshine, which contains seven colors. Sometimes the colors of the sunshine are represented separately, otherwise the sunshine is observed mainly as a bright light. The different avatars, such as the Manvantara avatars, Leela avatars, and Dasha avatars, are all included in the Krishna avatar. When Krishna appears, all the avatars appear with him, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, today's verse, 1.3.26. Avatara hi asankyeya hare sattva nidher dvija yata vidasina kulya Sarasasyu Sahasrasha. The avatars incessantly appear like incessantly flowing water. No one can count how many waves there are in flowing water. And similarly, there is no limitation of the avatars. And Krishna is the full representation of all avatars because he is the source of all avatars. Krishna is Angshi, whereas others are Angsha, part of Krishna. All living entities, including us, are Angshas. Maivangsha Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. These Angshas are of different magnitude. Human beings, who are minute Angshas, and the demigods, Vishnu Tattva, and all other living beings are all part of the Supreme. Nitya Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam. Krishna is the full representation of all living entities, and when Krishna is present, all avatars are included in him. The 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes the incarnations for each yuga in chronological order. The Bhagavatam says, Krite shuklaschaturbhahu tretayang rakta varnasau dvapare bhagavan syama krishna varnang twisha krishnam. We actually see that in Kali Yuga, Bhagavan has appeared in Pita Varna, or a yellow color, as Garasundara. Although the Bhagavatam speaks of Krishna Varnam, to adjust all these statements, one should understand that although in some yugas some of the colors are prominent, in every yuga, whenever Krishna appears, all the colors are present. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears without Krishna or a blackish color, he is understood to be Krishna himself. Idanim Krishna Tangata. The same original Krishna who appears in different Varnas has now appeared. The word asan indicates he is always present. Whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in his full feature, he is understood to be Krishna Varnam, although he appears in different colors. Prahlad Maharaj states that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Channa, that although he is Krishna, he is covered by a yellow color. Thus, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas accept the conclusion that although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in pita color, he is Krishna. Krishna Varnang Tusha Krishnang Sangopangashtra Parshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hisumedasa. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Thank you for listening to those excerpts. Trinadapi sunichena taradiva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So this chapter that we're studying is entitled Krishna is the Source of All Incarnations. And these excerpts and purports we heard today from Prabhupada is underscoring that line. That verse is coming up very soon. Someone will have the wonderful privilege to speak on that most important verse. I like to, many times in my preaching, I like to say that one line is the mission statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Because as you travel, as you go, and you meet so many people, there are so many conceptions, who is God? But when you come to Bhagavad Gita, you get a very clear definition. What does Krishna himself say? Mattak parataram na anyat. There is no truth superior to me. So many times I like to make a joke. Your God is under my God. Bring your God, doesn't matter. Your God is the servant of my God. Therefore, Krishna is the God of all other gods. I wish I had the money to put on the freeway a big billboard. Krishna is the God of your gods. I would love that. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhava mattak sarvam pravartate. Everything emanating from me. What else does Krishna have to do? But Krishna also says in chapter 9, fools, rascals, asses, they don't accept Krishna as God. We are lucky. How are we lucky? We are lucky because to come to that point in your spiritual evolution, yes, we accept evolution, but not monkey evolution. Darwin, I have to make a joke, yes, Darwin in his next life became a monkey to prove his so-called theory. But he went down, not up. He devolved. So, Krishna is explaining, and how are we fortunate? How are we blessed? Because this understanding, this acceptance that Krishna is God is a gift. Not everybody has it. People have told me over the years, Prabhu, I grew up with Krishna, but I had to come to America to understand who Krishna is. Because people have told me, not just once, several times, Prabhu, in India, we are taught so many things. But when you come to this movement, when you come in contact with Srila Prabhupada, and you read his books, oh, I didn't understand. Now I know. It becomes clear. All the cobwebs of doubt become destroyed when you read Prabhupada's books. That's why it is important that the future generations of this movement get it through their lotus skulls. Prabhupada's books are the law books for the next 10,000 years. Do not replace Prabhupada. I'm going to have to take birth again. I want to take birth in Prabhupada's movement, not somebody else's movement. Prabhupada's books, and you've heard me say trillion times, I'll say it a quadrillion times. Four main books, Gita, Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, teachings of Lord Chaitanya sufficient to understand the philosophy and to preach. These books, Prabhupada's books, have to stay. A few years ago, I was informed of a very sad incident. The nice devotee who does my website, Bhakta Mark, he was spending some time in Chicago. So he wrote me an email, Prabhu, they stopped evening Bhagavad Gita class. What are they doing? The devotees go to a room and instead of having open Bhagavad Gita class, reading Jiva Dharma. This is sad. Prabhupada's movement is being changed. I have to speak. I'm his disciple. So this is the challenge. Just like the great Agni Dev Das on his deathbed. Right? So one by one, the Prabhupada disciples are saying, sayonara. Now, once all the Prabhupada disciples are gone, you're in the driver's seat. What are you going to do? Are you going to get off Prabhupada's freeway and take a right turn somewhere else? Or are you going to stay fixed that this is Prabhupada's movement? Yes, Prabhupada gave it to us, but that doesn't mean, oh, now we can do whatever the hell we want. No. Prabhupada has given the outline what to do. You can't change the outline. You can't change. There's this purport coming up at the end of this chapter. I was in Minneapolis these last 4 days. So the temple president, he wanted me to speak on this verse. And we're reading it. And that final verse in first cant of this chapter, Prabhupada is explaining the importance of repeating the message. And Prabhupada is saying, the message cannot be changed. Prabhupada's messages are in his books. Cannot change the message. We already went through this. Somebody said, no, 16 rounds is too much. He wanted to make it 4. You can't do that. He's already written 16 rounds. Who are you to change Prabhupada's instructions? Who has that audacity? Rascal. Then somebody else said, oh, 4 regulative principles is too much. Let's make it 3. And now I hear some tripper is preaching 3 regulative principles. Who are you? You become all of a sudden Mahat. It's nonsense. Prabhupada's is clear. 4 regulative principles. 16 rounds. Nectar of the instruction. Very important purport. According to Bhakti Siddhanta, if you're not chanting 64 rounds, you're fallen. So, I know somebody. He preaches that. So he says, if you're not chanting 64 rounds, you're bogus. Knucklehead. Prabhupada's already explained it. Yes. And Prabhupada says, yes, according to Bhakti Siddhanta, we are fallen. But that purport in Nectar of Instruction, because we are trying to push on Lord Chaitanya's movement, we will get his mercy, we will be blessed. Once I was speaking at a Namahat program, and some person, he thinks he's better than Prabhupada, because he has read all these books by Bhaktivinoda and this and this. He knows so many things. So in my preaching, I emphasize 16 rounds, four regulative principles. And we all know, Prabhupada said, not once, not twice, not three, not so many times. Chant 16 rounds. Follow the four regulative principles. You will go back home, back to Godhead when? This lifetime. He said, no, I don't accept that. Then you're useless. Conch shell confirms. In my preaching, everybody's welcome. But we make it clear. Prabhupada is the final authority. I don't care about this guru or this acharya. I don't care. We go by Prabhupada. When Prabhupada says, that's the final line. You don't like it? Goodbye. So far, it's worked in my life. As I once wrote, many years ago, different people I knew, Prabhu, you should come and hear from this Vaishnava. Many of them had joined another group. And they were trying to induce me. I said, no. I've given my heart to Srila Prabhupada in 1973. I cannot take it back. In this life, I remember exactly where I was. I was in Columbus, Ohio. And I was leaving my material dream, and I had decided I'm joining Prabhupada's movement. And I remember distinctly, it was February 1973, and I was thinking, in this life, I'm giving it to Prabhupada and Krishna. It's like, you get married. You take vows. And then after 5-10 years, you know what? I had enough of you. No! That's not how it works. What reason, what plausible reason anyone could give to reject Prabhupada? We heard Bali Maharaj reject Shukadacharya. Yes. There are instances. You're not going to find any reason to reject Prabhupada. No. So in this life, it's Krishna and Prabhupada. So, next generations, please, keep Prabhupada in this movement. Keep Prabhupada's books as the basis. Prabhupada's books. I'll say this to my last breath. Prabhupada's books are the basis. Purity is the force. Preaching is the essence. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So, if there are questions, if there are challenges, we'll take it outside. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So good to see you.
She wants to bless me.
Yes, come. Happy birthday. May Krishna bless you. Here, take the garland on your birthday. This is Prabhupada's garland.